This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Over 2 million deaths and $4.3 trillion in economic losses. That's the impact of a half century of extreme weather events turbocharged by man-made global warming, the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, said on Monday. According to the UN agency, weather, climate, and water-related hazards caused close to 12,000 disasters between 1970 and 2021. Developing countries were hit hardest, seeing 9 in 10 deaths and 60% of economic losses from climate shocks and extreme weather. WMO said that least developed countries and small island developing states suffered a disproportionately high cost in relation to the size of their economies. The UN agency stressed, however, that improved early warnings and coordinated disaster management save lives. Together with partners, WMO is working to ensure that every person on Earth is protected by early warning systems by the end of 2027. A first set of 30 countries have been identified for the rollout of the UN's Early Warnings for All initiative this year. This month's deadly floods in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, were the latest aggravating factor in the neglected humanitarian crisis affecting the country, the UN said on Monday. The floods killed over 400 people in DRC's South Kivu province, and as many as 6,000 are still missing. Bruno Le Marquis, the top UN aid official in the country, said that the humanitarian situation in the DRC had worsened since March 2022, with the resurgent rebel M23 movement forcing an additional 1 million people from their homes, driving total displacement up to more than 6.3 million. Most of the newly displaced now live in informal settlements in North Kivu province where they need shelter, food, water and sanitation. Basically everything, Mr. Le Marquis said. Over 26 million people in the DRC are food insecure, humanitarian access is difficult and life-saving relief work is poorly funded. Here's Mr. Le Marquis with a call for support to the international community.
In 2023, we are looking at raising $2.25 billion for the year, and so far we are almost in June, we have only raised 20% of that amount. It's very important to increase the advocacy for the DRC and to increase the financing for that crisis. This situation is not business as usual. The bleeding needs to stop.
Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, ZNPP, lost all external power and was forced to run on emergency diesel generators once again, the UN's nuclear watchdog IAEA said on Monday. This is the seventh time that the ZNPP, which is Europe's largest nuclear power plant, has lost its external power supply since Russia's full-scale invasion of the country. In a tweet, IAEA chief Rafael Grossi called the nuclear safety situation at the plant extremely vulnerable and said that we must agree to protect the plant now. This situation cannot continue. IAEA experts are deployed at the Russian-occupied ZNPP, which is still being run by Ukrainian civilians and has repeatedly been shelled during the war. In the latest incident, a location close to the nearby town of Enerhodar, home to most of the ZNPP staff, came under artillery fire on Friday. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.